just in the short time that I was able to work there as an LPN, I really enjoyed just the community feel and the hospital itself. So it was always someplace that I had on my list as someplace I would love to return to work to. And at that time too, there was kind of all the talks going around about possibly closing the hospital. So things had been kind of up in the air for a while. And then as I'm getting closer to graduating now, luckily there were still positions. As we know, there's quite a few positions still that need to be filled. So it's something that I was really eager about accepting to return to Sackville. So
you'll be returning then as an RN this time, will you?
Yeah. So a different job. It's some more education behind me now. So it'll be exciting to return to a new position as well.
Did the concerns, I know a lot of people in town were worried that all the talk about the potential closure of the hospital, people wanted to highlight it as an emergency situation, but they also worried that the negative publicity, the word would get out and people wouldn't want to come work in Sackville because they were afraid that it wasn't a sort of steady gig. You're making the move anyway. Do you feel confident that the Sackville Memorial Hospital is here to stay and your job will be here to stay as well?
I certainly hope so. There was some anxiety around that when the talk closing the hospital had first begun. But seeing the support of the hospital and the way the community has really rallied to show their support and how important it is to them is definitely comforting as well. So I do hope for the sake of Sackville and not only my position, but all of the other employees there as well, that the hospital is able to remain open. And ideally, we would return to having those acute care beds as well, and no more closures of the emergency department. So, I mean, it's always on your mind that it could be closed. But at least in nursing, I know that there isn't really a shortage of jobs. Just seeing the support that the community has for the hospital and how everybody has been kind of pushing for it to remain open has been really encouraging to see.
Yeah. And you're sort of an example of this bridging program really working out well for communities. How long were you working as an LPN before you decided to make the leap into that bridging program?
So I had been working for 3 years. So I had done 2 years in Moncton. And then I had just looking for a change. And I have friends in Sackville as well. And so I already loved the community. So when a posting became available there, I jumped at the opportunity. And then when the bridging program came out, so I was part of the pilot program at UMB St. John. I'd applied just to kind of get my application in there where I had just moved to Sackville and taken that position and then ended up actually getting accepted the school, so another move to St. John. The bridging program has been like such an incredible opportunity. I knew that nursing was always something that I wanted to do, but the opportunities weren't necessarily there for me originally. I guess because when I was in high school, it hadn't been my top priority, so I did need some upgrading, and so I was eventually able to get my LPN, and then this opportunity presented itself, which is really great and has allowed me to progress my career. So
it is such an important ability to be able to, you know, for the system to allow for people to make those changes and turns, because more and more these days, people, you know, young kids don't know coming out of high school where they're going to end up, and your career can take so many twists and turns that it's great to have a program that allows that to happen easily.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, had that not been available, like, I don't know if I would have taken the step to kind of go and do a 4-year degree after already completing my LPN. So it definitely kind of pushed me to continue my education, where it was like an accelerated program to get my degree. So it was a really great opportunity. And we need more registered nurses. And so those LPNs that are out there and that are passionate about the career, it's a great opportunity for them to progress as well. So yeah.
So what will you be doing at the Sackville Memorial Hospital? You're going to be an RN. Which department are you going to be working in?
So I'll be working on Brunswick West, so like the inpatient unit. So doing all sorts of things. So we're responsible for all of the care, and where it is a smaller hospital as well, the nursing staff do take on a bit more of a broader role in the sense, whereas we don't have all of the amenities that say like Moncton or St. John would have in terms of like physiotherapy being there all the time or respiratory therapy. So I enjoyed that aspect of things as well. Kind of, it's a close-knit team. And so you're really the main point of contact and care for these patients and making sure that their needs are met.
When are you going to be starting your new job, Justine?
So at the end of May, I'll be beginning my orientation process with Horizon. And then within a few weeks, I'll be starting at the Sackville Memorial Hospital and complete an orientation, and then I'll be working full time.
Wow, that's great. Now, in between now and then, there's another big challenge you have that we sort of have two looming crises in Sackville. There's not a lot of housing available right now in Sackville. Are you facing challenges in that regard as you plan this move?
Definitely. There really is a shortage of especially like rental properties, apartments and houses as well. Like there's just not much out there. So my fiance and I, like, we've been scouring Kijiji and Facebook, and we have like alerts posted so that when anything new is posted, we get notified. And there's just such a shortage of housing. And like one of the Facebook groups that I'm in is for Sackville Housing, and it's just inundated with people looking for housing as opposed to people who have housing available for people. So it's been quite a struggle so far.
We'll put the word out here. What kind of a housing are you looking for?
I mean, at this point, we're not really too picky. We're hoping to be able to buy within a couple of years. So, I mean, something with two bedrooms, we would rent a house or an apartment. We do have a cat, so we would prefer something that is pet friendly. But just the one adult cat, and he's pretty well behaved. So yeah, just something that we can rent. And luckily, I had made a post on Facebook there, just in regards to housing and recruitment to the hospital. And so I have had a couple of people reach out to me who are keeping their eyes and ears open for us as well, which is great. So I'm hoping that we hear something soon.
Well, we'll keep our eyes and ears open for you too, Justine. And an early welcome to Sackville. We're looking forward to seeing you at the hospital this summer,
Thank you so much.
or hopefully not seeing you at the hospital this summer.
Yes. Yes, hopefully not seeing you, but maybe we'll cross paths at some point in Sackville.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Justine. I appreciate it.